And I'm going to recuse myself from this case.
Thank you.
Okay, our next case is number 12,048, Alex Sadowski and Sohi Son. That's correct. Seeking a variance from the front yard setback, sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of cul-de-sac at the end of Willett Road. 911 address is 39688 Willett Road, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 1281. We received zero letters in support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance for the house, 14.9-foot variance for the stairs, 9.4-foot variance for the deck, from the 30-foot front yard setback.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Sadowski, 22781 Phillips Hill Road, Middleborough, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. And I'm representing the applicant, Alex Sadowski, and his wife. Alex Sadowski could not be here tonight. He had a prior commitment, and somehow he talked his brother, John Sadowski, into being here. So John is who's with me. The applicants own Lot 53 in Ocean Village, which is located on the north side of Willett Road. The lot actually fronts on the cul-de-sac, which is at the end of Willett Road. Property is owned MR. Mr. Sadowski has owned the property since 2010. There was an older home on the lot which has been demolished, and the applicants are planning on constructing a new home on the lot. As stated, the applicants are requesting setbacks from the front yard setback requirements for stairs, which are be a variance of 14.9 feet. 9.4 feet for some front decks, and 2.4 feet, I think it is, for a portion of the actual dwelling. There are several factors that create a unique physical circumstances resulting in exceptional practical difficulties in meeting the 30-foot front setback requirement, and the variances are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. And I have a handout there that I think has been sent to you. Exhibit A actually shows the survey of the house. And again, as I said, a variance on the stairs, the deck, and that portion of the house that's to the left. As you can see from the survey, the lot is irregular in shape and fairly small in size. The lot frontage is only 59.79 feet. And the depth of the lot is 85 feet, and most of the lots in Ocean Village have a depth of 102 feet, as you can see from the lot immediately adjacent to the property. The Ocean Village subdivision is located north of Bethany Beach and basically includes land located between Route 1 and the actual beach. If you would refer to Exhibit B, Exhibit B is the original, a portion of the original subdivision when it was created. And when that was created, the subdivision actually did not include the strip of land closest to Route 1, about 167 feet in width. And I assume originally that was being considered for future commercial development since it actually fronted on Route 1. So that was not part of the subdivision. Exhibit C is just showing where the lot that we're before you tonight about is actually located. And in 1987, a second section of Ocean Village was approved by the county, and that actually subdivided this undeveloped portion into lots. If you would refer to Exhibit D, as you can see, This addition to the subdivision was done by creating what I would call a hammerhead cul-de-sac at the end of the existing street. You can see our lot is marked with the yellow and the asterisks. And as you can see, the hammerhead includes what would normally be the front yard of the lot. If you refer back to Exhibit A, which is the site plan, you can see that while the lot fronts on the hammerhead, only a small portion of the hammerhead is actually paved, and what that leaves is about 26 feet of unpaved area between the front of this lot and the actual edge of the paved cul-de-sac. Now, for all practical purposes, that area is treated as additional front yard for this lot, and there would be no need to pave it because it's just it only serves the homes at the end of this cul-de-sac. And to make the situation even more unusual, again, if you refer to Exhibit A, there's a 10-foot utility easement that runs across the rear of the lot. And in a normal situation and a normal design, that 10-foot easement would be located within the same area as the required 10-foot rear yard setback. So it wouldn't pose any problem or any inconvenience. However, I think because these lots were kind of reconfigured as an afterthought, this 10-foot easement actually starts about 7 feet south of the rear lot line, in effect requiring that the ground level construction be at least 17 feet from the rear lot line rather than the required 10 feet rear yard setback. And that easement area is shown on that survey as that striped area to the rear of the property, or the rear of the proposed house. So the net result of all these physical characteristics is that you start with a small lot to begin with a depth of 85 feet. You basically lose 7 feet of the buildable area in the rear of the property due to the easement. And then there's about 27 feet of de facto front yard that is actually part of the hammerhead cul-de-sac, which has not been paved and really, as I said, just appears to be part of the front yard. So as a result of those situations, the owners are requesting the variances in order to construct a new home on the property. The image you see up there shows the old home. As I said, that home has been demolished and the lot is currently vacant. The practical difficulty giving rise to this request was not created by the applicants. It's a result of the facts that I just mentioned. The new attractive home will not alter the essential character of the community. Exhibit E in the packet is the elevations of the new home, which again you can see is consistent with the new homes that are being built in the community and will not have any adverse impact on the uses or the values of the existing homes in the area. And the requested variances are the minimum necessary for the reasonable modern residential use of the property. In closing, I think that the facts stated clearly support the granting of a variance due to the unique factors mentioned. And when you consider that with the addition of the 27 feet of unused right-of-way in the front of this lot, the steps and the deck and the house would actually appear to have a front setback of over 40 feet from the paved portion to anyone looking at it, and actually would be more in line with the other houses on the street. And John, with that, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes.
And if you have any questions, I'll try to answer.
All right, thank you. I'm gonna start. Do you have
any
questions?
Did the house that was there before, did it have any variances?
No, it was, I think you can see from that, you can see it's oddly placed back further from the homes along the street line here, right along here.
Okay.
You can see how, because of this reduced front area, it's placed way back here.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is that area I was talking about that's really, for practical purposes, part of that lot.
I don't have any other questions.
All right, thank you.
Mr.
Burton.
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Sure.
I guess the one thing that I look at, looking at the drawing, it looks like there's parking underneath the house. Is that right?
Well, there is no house there.
Well, the proposed house. Looks like there's a garage underneath. Is that what I saw?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a look at it myself. I'm not, from the elevations?
Yeah, I ask that because I know you've referenced that the edge of paving for that cul-de-sac in that area there is, in many cases, probably treated as a front yard. But I also see that one house there at 1282, and that if, you know, that also appears to be their front yard as well, go into that cul-de-sac. I just want to make sure there's sufficient parking in the front yard or in underneath the house for vehicles to park in there so they're not blocking their neighbors.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, looking at the elevations, there are two, there's a garage for two cars, and there would be sufficient room. As I said, that's about, the house would be about 40 feet back from the paved portion, so there'd be room to park two cars, which would be four cars on the site without interfering.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the variances because the uniqueness of the size of the lot cannot otherwise be developed just because of the uniqueness and the size and the angles of the lot to get in and out of. It's not created by the applicant, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and they're asking for the minimum variance for relief.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I I agree, including the fact that because of the uniqueness of the cul-de-sac, it being a hammerhead, and the utility right-of-way or easement, yes, and so I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,048. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
You, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,048 is approved.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a 5-minute recess. 10-minute recess.
Our next case is number
2. We'll take a recess. Sorry.